Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bit of breaking news, and that is the Centers for Disease Control is reporting now that the agency's director, Rochelle Walensky, is stepping down. CDC officials saying she submitted her resignation and will leave the role at the end of the month. So far, no word on a replacement, but in a letter to President Biden, she did express mixed feelings about her decision and did not provide an exact reason, saying the nation is in transition as COVID emergency declarations are ending. Walensky led the CDC for more than 2 years. Through some of the toughest days of the pandemic. President Biden in a statement saying she leaves the agency stronger. The institution is stronger, he says, and that he wishes her the best.
That happened a while back, but it was breaking news at the time. And it was good that she stepped down, Rachel Walensky. They said she had mixed feelings, but she gave no reason. Well, I have a reason. Because you sucked at it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. She was a horrible CDC director. Horrible. And we're going to talk a little bit about COVID because I want to get back to all these detractors that used to tell me I was spreading all this misinformation, but I'm going to give you a litany of things that have happened because I'm never going to let you forget. See, I told you what the left was going to do. They're going to back away slowly from COVID. Go, ah, not us. We weren't the ones saying that. Was Fauci. Where's Fauci? Where are the daily updates? Where, when you're driving down the freeway where you live, does it tell you how many lives it was saved? And what you need to do, you need to get vaccinated. How many posts, the placards that they have at CVC and all these drugstores, or CVS rather, and whatever the store, drugstores, that said, get your COVID shot, get vaccinated here. And they had all the vaccine locations set up that had no cars in the parking lot, no lines. Where are the flooded hospitals with all the dead, the bodies that couldn't get buried because it was so COVID, COVID, COVID? Where did COVID go? COVID apparently is vacationing for the summer, huh? And what about the litany of lies that we now know that we're told about COVID? I'm going to get into all of this, but I want you to understand the CDC director stepped down, Rochelle Walensky. You want to know why she stepped down? She was incompetent. She was an affirmative action hire to begin with. I don't know anything about her resume, but that's what I'll tell you. All she was is a bureaucrat. She was a rubber stamp person that said, if we ask you to do this, we tell you to do it, are you going to do it? Yes, okay, you're in. And now you know what she's doing? She's rewriting history. I presided over the best time during COVID and the actions that the CDC did. The CDC is so busy trying to teach men, biological men who want to think they're women, how to chest feed. That's become the role of the, wait a minute, Centers for Disease Control? You're teaching men how to chest feed? Go look it up. Don't believe me. You would think I'm writing comedy if I told you this. Mixed feelings. No reason, but the nation's in transition because now there's no longer a danger from COVID. Hey, Rachel Walensky, Rochelle Walensky, whatever your name is, there never was. COVID was like any other airborne pathogen. It was going to kill some people, probably the elderly. It did get a few others, but you want to know what killed more people than COVID? Your guidance on vaccines. So, Biden, right after her announcement, ended the public health emergency on COVID. They milked us dry. They had this nation so fearful that we have a generation of kids that no longer know freedom. They will willingly give up their freedom. I don't know if you understand how big that is, but to me it's very big. They will willingly give up their freedom. Now, I mentioned the guidance on chest feeding. The CDC's official website published advice for trans and non-binary individuals on seeking guidance on how to chest feed their infants. Now, look, I'm a parent. I've taken all my boys in my arms, taken their bottle after I heated it up and tested the milk. I knew how to mix the formula when their mother's breastfed. I fed them breast milk, etc. I didn't strap on some chest plate and have them suckle from my chest plate nipple. I let them suckle from the bottle. You don't need to teach anybody how to chest feed, particularly those that don't chest feed to begin with, like the trans and non-binary people who are sick in the brain and want to believe themselves to be women. They go on, in sections of the Major Health Institute's guidance on breastfeeding, it contained information for those who have had much of their breasts removed in gender reassignment surgeries, or for biological men taking hormones to grow breasts on how to feed their newborn children. Look, I don't know if a man could actually lactate. I'm not going to get into the science of it. But I know this. If I was a baby, I would go, I don't want that milk. No, I want mama's milk. I don't want daddy's milk. I don't want that hormone-produced milk. I know it's all hormones, but I'm saying whatever fake hormones you're doing to make a guy think he's a woman, I don't want that. I'm a Gerber baby, okay? But what is the CDC even giving guidance on this? Isn't there another institute of government learning that would do this? The Centers for Disease Control? This is on their website in a section called Health Equity Considerations, found under its Infant and Young Child Feeding Toolkit. And they said this, they declared this, transgender and non-binary gendered individuals may give birth and breastfeed or feed at the chest, quote, chest feed. It also stated that the gender identity or expression of transgender individuals is different from their sex at birth, and that the gender identity of non-binary gendered individuals does not fit neatly into either man or woman. Folks, that's a science. It's settled science. That's what Barack Obama said. That's what he said about climate change. It's settled science. 97% of the people that we paid said, it's settled science. So now we got this new thing. By the way, if you didn't even understand the words that came out of my mouth about this gender identity of non-binary gendered individuals, don't feel bad. Because you got to slow it down and go, okay, well, hold on. It's like when somebody goes, well, it's not as if I not did it. It's the not of the not. And you're like, well, hold on a second. Okay, the not. The gender identity of the non-binary gendered individuals, so people that are non-binary, which means they don't believe in man and woman, may give birth or breastfeed at the time or feed at the chest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
COVID is a proven scam. Prove me wrong. Where are my detractors? The people who wrote to me, called me. Kevin, you're spreading misinformation. Lives are at stake, brother. I guess they're hiding out, I suspect, because I still have their messages. We keep them. And for the record, I'm not getting after you. I love you. I don't mind you questioning me. I really don't. But what I do mind is when I question back, when I go, well, here's my rationale. And for the record, you listen to this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you listen to this show, I give you my rationale. It isn't like I'm going, well, this just happened. And you go, well, how's that happen? I go, because I said. I don't do that. I give you all the, you can easily connect the dots. I explain. Well, this is what I was thinking. This happened and that happened and then this. And then when I did that, well, then blah, blah, blah. Take the one, carry the three. And there you go. Bop, bop, bop. There's the equation. You don't have to guess. You don't have to speculate. And I often tell you, I'm not telling you I'm right. I just tell you this or that. Now, when it came to COVID, the lie of COVID, Wu Flu, I told you I'm right. I know I'm right because I know how to make observations. I know how to use common sense and go, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. The numbers don't add up. And I wasn't trying to play mathematician. The numbers didn't add up. The number of people who got COVID, and they were like, well, 70 million Americans have had COVID. If 70 million Americans have had COVID, I can almost guarantee you we've all been exposed. So it means other people didn't get it, have the antibody against it, whatever. But we've all been exposed. They wouldn't talk about that. Then we got into the numbers of how many people died. Died with or died from, and they know, they lied. They, correct me if I'm wrong, they lied. And that was my first thing. Oh, well, this person was in a car wreck, and they tested positive for COVID. The other suspicious thing, and I'm going to tell you, if ever the government puts a bounty on something, you better be careful. If the government goes, well, for those people who go into the hospital, one of your kidneys is likely to be defective, and we will need to take one of your kidneys most likely because of some dreaded disease. You and for the hospitals, if you find a bad kidney that has this, you know, human papillonia, blah, 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 jaqual, blah, hoo-ha-ha-ha, okay, then you should take the kidney. And by the way, we'll give you a $50,000 bonus if you do find this very specific kidney disease that it seems like 50% of the people have now. Don't schedule your surgeries then, okay? Because the government is going to take your kidney. It won't be some urgent urban legend where the dude comes in, they knock you, they roofie you, and then you're in a, you know, a hotel room waking up with a scar. No, the government will take your kidney because they will sanction the hospital to do it. And that's what they did. They sanctioned the hospital to kill people. To say that they had to treat them and die from COVID so they could get that $39,000 bounty. And they got billions from doing that. And that's how the hospital system stayed afloat. Because they took away all of their people. So the people they gave them, they said, look, we're going to send you some folks. Make them all COVID. We'll send you your roughly $40,000. And no harm, no foul. I don't know how many hospitals went out of business. Can anybody check? Because I know, we are overloaded. We got this and that. Do you remember when we did a story? How many masks did they throw away? I remember one. We showed a truckload of N95 masks, other masks, thrown away. Millions of masks thrown away. You remember? How many doses of COVID, the so-called vaccine, did they finally get rid of? Millions. At what? $5 a pop? $10 a pop? It was more than that. But let's call it $10 a pop. And let's say they got rid of 40 million doses of COVID, which I can guarantee you that's a good number. I don't have to look it up. My producer's going to look it up. But 40 million. Okay, you want to play fun? You want to have some fun with it? Okay, 10 million. They threw away 10 million doses. $100 million into the trash. What do you think it costs Pfizer to make those vaccines? Something you make in a petri dish. They don't spin up. I mean, there's some manufacturing, but it isn't like making cars, for example. It would be like making Coca-Cola. You just get the formula down, you squirt the stuff into the bottle, and that's what they did. What do you think it cost them for these doses of these killer vaccines? I'm going to bet you, made in China. Essentially, these vaccines cost pennies to make. Pennies. They weren't effective, they weren't safe, they were killing people, and yet, not only were we killing people when we were shipping the doses and telling people to take it, they were throwing away millions of doses. You guys got a number? My Cracker Jack team of producers, found the numbers from June 6th of 2022, an article by Joshua Eaton. You ready? Pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded 82.1 million COVID vaccine doses from December 20th through mid-May. Just over 11% of the doses the federal government distributed, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's an increase from 65 million doses the CDC told the Associated Press had been wasted as of late February. So, using the numbers, 82.1 million doses of COVID were wasted, thrown away. Well, we know the quantitative numbers too now. So there's a report. We'll put this on the website. They paid anywhere from $3 to $37 per dose for COVID. So you want to use the low numbers? $3 for 81 million doses of COVID cost us $243 million if we use the low number. But what if we use, well, I think I used the wrong figure, but it's along those lines. So 82 million times, if it's $37 per dose, is $3 billion. $3 billion. By the way, that's what we threw away. That's not what... That's not the scam of COVID, because, you know, there's all the testing that didn't work, and I could go on. Johnson & Johnson received, you ready for the number? $456 million for vaccine research, and then they got $1 billion for 100 doses, 100 million doses. So they made $10 per dose and got $456 million for a vaccine that nobody used eventually because it was considered the most dangerous of the three. I mean, wouldn't you like to have that kind of coin just tossed around? Just here. Hey, got it. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech were both given $2 billion for 100 doses. I don't know why they got more, but they got $20 per dose times two. But they didn't get any federal funding for research and development. Well, why would we give a German company that? More when we come back, folks. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. news update. Idalia, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's northern Big Bend area in 125 years. The National Hurricane Center says Idalia now an extremely dangerous Category 3 storm that will potentially have catastrophic storm surges and destructive, life-threatening 125-mile-an-hour winds. Hundreds of thousands of customers without power this morning in Florida. Just after 9 a.m., there were a little over 232,000 homes and businesses without power. 5,500 National Guardsmen and 30,000 linesmen are ready to address those power outages. Millions of people are still in the path of that storm along the East Coast. FEMA's director said he warned residents in Georgia and South Carolina areas that are prone to catastrophic inland flooding. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The report that I read about the COVID vaccine being thrown away, and they had thrown away 82.1 million doses, was through June of 2020. 82 million doses. So, figuring they would double that, that's just in the U.S. You would double that, you could get an idea of what the number might have been through the end of the year. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, hundreds of millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses, this is a new story, purchased by wealthy countries are at risk of going to waste. This was a report in 2021. A new analysis shows that while large parts of the world remain unprotected amidst the spread of the Omicron variant, which, by the way, was one of the weakest and least potent, didn't kill that many people. They already knew that hundreds of millions of these are going to expire, not 82 million. And even if we extrapolate the full year of 2020 and say it was 164 million, hundreds. So here was the article at the time. About 240 million doses purchased by the U.S., U.K., Japan, Canada, and the EU, the European Union, are expected to go unused and expire by March. This was in the year 2021. London-based analytics firm Airfinity Limited is the one who reported these numbers. The number of potentially wasted doses, get this, could climb to 500 million annually by that point if countries receiving donated doses don't have enough time to administer them. Now, that wasn't the problem. They sent these doses to India and to Africa, and you know what happened? The people there said, "We don't want them." We've been following this. For those of you who wonder, does the news get to the least common denominator? I watched the film where a dude went in to give shots in India, vaccines of these doses of Wu flu poison, and the villagers revolted. They came out with machetes. They chased these guys off. Now, the mainstream media here and around the world didn't want you to see that. They didn't want you to know that nobody wanted these shots. But look at what they did. Think about, and I talked about this years ago when this first came out. Look at the number of product that we were producing and ask yourself, where was it going to be used? Here in the United States, we were producing hundreds of million. We were a population of 330 million people producing a billion doses of COVID. And you know what they did? They fattened the pharmaceutical giants' pockets under the guise that we were going to give away our humanity so we could save the world from COVID. That was what the guise was, so they could enrich Big Pharma, implement population control, the eugenicist movement, and get it cranking, and then try to spread it around the world. That's what happened. So do the math on 500 million doses ranging from $3, so that's $1.5 billion, and let's just say to $30 to make it easy, to $15 billion wasted. What were the other costs? What were the costs of increased hospitalizations for the people that took the pills or took the shots? So if they produced and threw away a billion of these doses, if you will, these death pokes, means they produced 5 billion. And how many of those were, I mean, we got the ones that were due to expire. You can't Google it. You can't find how many COVID doses over a period of whatever length of time from the time the first ones came out to right now, how many had been tossed, thrown away. The only business where you could create that kind of loss and not give a crap is in government business, is in bureaucracy. You can't do that anywhere else. People's jobs would be at stake. I don't know what you were forecasting, but there's 330 million Americans and you go, well, factoring that 50% will take the dosage, okay, we're going to make 170 million. You have a little wiggle room, 165 million, okay, we'll make 170 million. That way we throw away 1% or 2%. I get it. And then if 50% of the people don't do it, then you readjust. This is how we would be done in the real world. But when you're not living in the real world and all you care about is fleecing your taxpayers, you can do whatever you want. And that is exactly what the left did. They take whatever they want. We're going to produce this many. It was funny. In the article that I read, it said this. It's worth noting that many details included in these contracts have not been made public. Yeah, like you can't sue. We're going to hide the data for 75 years, etc. Where are my detractors? Where are the people who stood on the front lines of COVID vaccinations and Wu flu nonsense and said, Kevin, we're going to come and, man, be ready to rumble. I'm here. I'm ready to rumble. Where are you? Where are the little nasty grams on me spreading misinformation? All I spread was common sense. The World Health Organization, not too long after the CDC's Rochelle Walensky stepped down, they downgraded COVID-19, no longer categorizing it as a global health emergency. And if you go back and you look at it through the prism of compared to other diseases, it never should have been declared a global health emergency. You want to know when they did it? January 30th of 2020 is when they declared it a global health emergency. Okay, let's go with that. Let's say that was legit. New virus, we don't know what's going on. Let's stop the spread, blah, blah, blah. Trump says, okay, freeze that Chinese tanker. Not wasn't a tanker, but a love boat. Don't let those folks in. We're going to stop, you know, letting people come in from China till we isolate. He was called a xenophobe for doing that. And I mean, things went sour very quickly. But the WHO had every reason in January 30th to 2020 to declare an emergency. I'll give them that. But once you started getting the real data, I don't know when it happened, but let's say we're 6 months in and we find out, okay, it's not killing children. It's not killing healthy adults. It tends to target older people. Now, you may get it as a younger person like I did, and it may just kick your butt, and it did. And occasionally you might even lose a person, you know, of younger age. But that's just the way it is. That's the way disease works. But once we determined that it wasn't killing people in crazy numbers, less than 1%, all bets are off. It took a long time for the CDC, the WHO, to come to the conclusion that many of us came to a year earlier. Never should have. I mean, you can declare it an emergency, but then once you analyze it and you have all the data, and of course, Fauci's excuses were, we didn't know, didn't have all the data at the time, and blah, blah, blah. Well, what's funny is I'm no expert in any of this, and I got it right. How's that happen? That's kind of strange. And then we learned what? Where did it originate? Much discussion about that. Don't be saying that it came from China. The Chinese pushed back and said it was developed by us. Dr. Fauci said, well, we didn't do gain of function. Well, why would we partner with the Chinese? And we find out we sent $3.5 million to the Wuhan lab. And it was studying what? Gain of function in viruses that were enhanced through animals, etc., like the bat virus. And I could go on. And they did all this stuff. And deny. No, we didn't. And when Rand Paul was calling them out, rightfully so, these guys were all, it's amazing. I call this hour of the program the CDC COVID scam update. And the reason I'm covering it, and I'm not covering some other piece of news that we'll have to cover from a clever angle because it's just more of the same, is because I'm never going to let these suckers forget. And I don't want you to let them forget. I want you to hold them accountable. The WHO is worthless in this regard. It's become a political machine, not one for truly saving lives. The CDC is a joke in America. The FDA, all of them, they are jokes. They don't care about us. COVID was a bioweapon. And it's funny, we were talking about this because people were saying if they declare it a bioweapon, then they can do other certain things that you couldn't do if it were just a normal disease. I think that you could do emergency use authorization and stuff like that. I don't know the details, but I do know this. It was being engineered in order to hurt mankind. And the Democrats were happy to finance it. And happy to propagate all the lies associated with it. That's just vile.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How can COVID be officially downgraded when we got a new variant? We have a new COVID scare. And Joe Biden says everybody's going to get masked. Not masked up, but everybody's going to get this new vaccine. And what do you say? One that would work.
Yes, I can. Matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works.
And in case you didn't catch that, it was a little fuzzy. Joe Biden says he's requested funding from Congress for a new vaccine that works. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. And unlike Joe Biden, I work. And I work all the time. Unlike the COVID vaccine, I work 67% of the time, all the time. Glad you guys are with me. COVID lies is what we're talking about today. There's a ton of other stuff in the news, but if we don't get to this, we'll never get to this. Joe Biden wants to lock us down again. And here's a thought. For those of you who aren't aware, a small study, but a very disturbing case. We keep being told that injury to the heart from the COVID death poke is very rare, but it's a study that was done in Basel, Switzerland, that indicates that the rate of subclinical myocarditis after the COVID vaccine is hardly rare at all. In fact, in a study that had 777 participants with a median age of 37, all medical professionals getting the COVID vaccine, the incidence of elevated cardiac enzymes 3 days after the injection was fairly substantial, 3%. The CDC did a study, and from that they claimed that the rate was 0.001%, or 1 out of 100,000. 2.8% is a lot higher than 0.001. Another 0.3% had probable myocarditis, putting the total number over 3%, which is 3,000 times what the U.S. government claimed. Now, I know what you're thinking out there. You're thinking, Kevin, you're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You're out there stirring up all this nonsense. You Alex Jones look-alike. That's what you're trying to be. Mr. Conspiracy. It's a small study, folks. Nobody had serious complications, but a myocarditis complication rate of 3%, and you would have to expect that giving out hundreds of millions of doses is a pretty risky proposition. Let me put it another way. They banned these vaccines and these medicines for a lot less, and we've already gone over this, but it doesn't hurt to remind you that these people are selling a ruse. We're going to talk a lot about global climate change in a bit, and let me tell you why. It's because it, too, is a farce. Oh, you want to know some other farces? Because we've discussed them. Donald Trump didn't win in 2020. BS. January 6th was a Republican insurrection. BS. Joe Biden is competent. BS. Joe Biden is not a crook. BS. Hunter Biden is a renaissance. I mean, come on. How many of these things do you want me to mention before you finally just go, okay, Kevin, I've had enough. I've had enough. I don't want to browbeat you. I don't want to browbeat you, but I will. This is the insanity of the world we live in, where the United States government and world governments gave people myocarditis, gave us heart conditions, killed people intentionally. And for the record, we don't even know the real, I mean, we know it, but I'm saying nobody will admit, few people will admit to the real sinister plot that's underlying COVID. And these are the people who openly tell you they think there are too many people in the world. They don't want to have to deal. It's kind of like a, think of it this way. There are some of us who go, I have four sons and four that we adopted. But the adopted ones were easy because they were old. They were older kids. But, okay, so I got four kids. If you had said to me, let's just do it right now. I got one, he's 16, about to be 17. If you said to me, Kevin, you should take on another two kids, I'd be like, you take them on. I don't want any more. Right? So I'm sort of a family eugenicist. The end of the trail for the Jackson family has occurred. We know where the end of the internet is for us. We're done. All right? Now, one of my friends who sadly passed away, he is the grandfather. His son, John, has eight kids. Now, John's probably 35 years old now with eight children. And I don't know if he's going to stop. I don't know whether John is a Catholic-Mormon mix of something, but he loves the little cheerings, and he loves having them and probably enjoys making them. So he is not a eugenicist. I look at John and I go, hey, John, You might want to cut back on the kids. Right? So, again, I'm a family eugenicist. I'm going, you might want to get rid of a couple of them. Lord knows, over the past few years, I've tried to give away one. So, you get what I'm saying? I understand it. I understand there are people out there going, hey, look, that's too many kids. There are people when you tell them you have four kids. You know, they look at you like you're crazy. We were in the adoption. Melissa and I got lots of kids adopted with our charity. And there was a family that adopted six kids that weren't in their family. Two in one instance and four in another. And you sit there scratching your head. I mean, a great family. But yeah. So, I'm a eugenicist, but in the sense of I don't want any more kids. And I'm vocal about it. And there are people that you tell them you have four kids and they, oh, four kids, I see what you mean. Kevin, I too join you in being a family eugenicist, okay? But that's by choice. The government isn't giving you a choice. If I said I didn't want to have any more kids right now and the government said, well, listen, Kevin, here's what we'll do. We'll give you a pill and your little naughty bits will swell up to the size of raisins and you won't have to worry about having any kids. No, thank you. I'll run the risk. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But I made the personal choice of not having any more kids. Government says no. We're going to do it. So the sinister underlying of this in these we could have 50,000 studies about this. And we do. COVID lies. Just multiple studies. Here's a study. Top virologists in the world published and proved that the infectious fatality rate, the IFR, of COVID-19 for people under the age of 60 is around 0.03%. For people under the age of 19, the infectious fatality rate is 0.0003%. No healthy child under 18 has ever died from COVID in any country, anywhere in the world. Not a single one. Yet hysterical people that are in charge of our health have deemed it necessary that these people should get a vaccine and a shot. And of course, these people are making a lot of money. Now, I don't know if this is true, but they say Bill Gates made $500 million in profits from his investments into the COVID vaccines. And then, of course, he now admits that they were pretty dangerous. I think he might have even said it in those words. But regardless, he knows. And study after study is revealing what we've said from the beginning, what people literally would call this show. Kevin Jackson, you got to stop putting that misinformation in. You just got to stop it. And I go, I'm not stopping anything. Because here's the thing. We don't need it. I don't know if you, I don't need any more studies. I mean, I'm going to bring them to you, but I don't need them. I don't need anybody to tell me what I've seen with my own eyes. I told you guys, one of my buddies turned 60 in February, died on the golf course in April of this year, and vaccinated. Now, my friend had just died of a heart attack recently. He was not vaccinated. He was in ill health. Heart gave out. But the other guy, he was vaccinated. 60 years old, man. Let me correct that. 60 years old and healthy until he got that stupid shot. And you know who called and gave me the news? One of my other friends who took the shot but refused to take the boosters. He took the shot because his sister-in-law demanded that when he went to his brother-in-law's funeral. Who, by the way, was in his late 50s, died from COVID after being vaxxed. I could go on. Oh, people, this is a ruse. It's been a ruse. It's been tricked.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.